Please note, this session is being recorded.
Okay, the recording has started. Hi, everyone. This is Katie. I'm facilitating the prayer call today. It is Thursday, April 30th, and tomorrow is May 1st. What an incredible time it has been for the last, 30, 45 days, maybe longer. I've lost track. I don't know about all of you, but do you know what day of the week it is typically? I know many of you are probably still working, which is wonderful, and then many of you may not be working at all and on unemployment right now. Hopefully you received your stimulus checks to help out, which is a blessing, total blessing for my children, I know, as they're struggling financially. Robert, it's Robert's wife's birthday. So we'll definitely lift up a prayer that your wife will have a blessed birthday today, Robert. So today I just wanted to just share real quick. I've been listening to the daily devotions that Calvary Chapel has been posting. A lot of them have been very encouraging. So of course, some of their reminders to us have been, we need to be praying more, which is a constant. We need to be praying often, which of course is a given, and we need to take time to learn, and we need to trust God more during this difficult time. One thing that one of the pastors quoted, bear with me as I flip the pages. One of them quoted, glance at your problems, gaze at your Savior. Glance at your problems, gaze at your Savior. And that was accredited to Adrian Rogers, who is wonderful. And then another one of the pastors mentioned something else that I wanted to share. He talked about using this difficult time as an opportunity. Using this difficult time as an opportunity. So I wanted to share with you guys briefly. I have been working in North Carolina. Oh, it says, use this time, don't waste it. So a lot of us are stuck at home. Well, I don't want to say stuck because that makes it sound negative, but a lot of us are at home a lot more than normal. And this one pastor was just encouraging us not to waste the time. I know for me, it is very hard if I'm home not to seeking entertainment to alleviate the boredom. And a lot of times that entertainment comes with television, Netflix, Hulu. I've shared with you guys in the past my struggle with that. So we don't want to waste our time just sitting around watching Netflix all day. We want to take this time to be learning in the Word, praying more, and take this as an opportunity. So briefly, I just wanted to say to you guys, I've been in North Carolina since March 25th. So my whole entire world has been different since March 25th, and I've been staying with my son and his wife and my grandson. So my son is an adult, and of course I have my adult daughter in Florida still with her baby, and then I have my third child in Virginia just across the state line. So I've been with my adult children here in Carolina, Virginia a lot more than normal, and I've been able to witness day-to-day life with them and obtain knowledge that I didn't know before because I don't live here. So very, very difficult for me not to want to advise, direct, instruct, correct. Very difficult. So I asked the Lord to keep my mouth shut and give me the right time when my adult child would be open to receiving some advice or some encouragement, or for me to share some concerns over things that I'm seeing now that I've been here. That is really, really hard. So I did just want to share with you guys, we all need to remember to ask the Lord to give us the right timing with anyone, really, to be able to share a concern or give a piece of advice or wisdom, especially in this crazy time that everybody is just a level. If they were already anxious before, then they're multiple levels higher dealing with anxiety. So the other day, there was the open door where one of my adult children called me and just said, you know, how are things going, Mom? You've been here a while now. Is everything okay? And it just opened the door for us to have a really, really good conversation. And for me just to share how much I love them and that I've just been seeing these things that I didn't know were going on in their life. I didn't know they were struggling with these things and just sharing my concern about some of the things that I was seeing. And thank God my adult child received that. And, you know, I had dipped my toe at a different time to start off expressing my concern, and that went totally sideways, and my adult child got super defensive, and yeah. So I'm very, very thankful that just waiting on the Lord to give you the right time and just keeping your mouth shut until the Lord opens the door and gives you the right time. So we are going to get into a time of prayer now. We were a little bit late starting the prayer call, and I just thank you guys for letting me share that with you. And this time has definitely been a time that I would have never imagined, and I know all of us are in that same boat together. So let's go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer now together. Let me get my notes pulled up here. Sorry. Okay. Let's pray together. Father, in Jesus' name, your word just reminds us and reminds us to trust in you. Your word reminds us that what was meant for evil that you meant for good in so many times. There's so many times where, not that I'm saying you caused this, but I'm saying you've given us free will. And, humanity has made choices, and there's consequences for choices. Things happen, and then there's these crazy results. But the awesome thing for you to remind us of is that even in a tragedy, you can bring out triumph. And throughout this difficult time, I have seen you do so much good. I have seen good things come from it. I've seen blessings come from it. And of course, I've also seen just heartbreaking things happening. So I just want to lift all of that to you. And I want to thank you for the good that you've been able to bring out of this. And then I just want to ask you for healing, and I want to ask you for miracles in the really bad things that are going on right now, the loss of precious, precious lives, the families who are suffering right now and hurting, and their hearts are just broken, and the ache is probably just too much to bear at so much loss. And these precious, the precious elderly ones that are passing on and not able to have their families with them. I just lift all of that to you, and I ask you to divinely insert your hand, Father. I ask you to heal the brokenhearted. I ask you to strengthen those who have lost dear family members. I ask that you would let there be that time that they can finally get together and have their funerals and just support each other and be together as a family once again, like the whole entire family, not just the immediate family that is inside of those four walls of the home. Father, I just lift all of this to you. I know that all of us are praying regarding this COVID-19 virus, and just seeing light at the end of the tunnel, of course, and just asking you to help our nation, guide and direct our president, guide and direct our leaders, our state officials, our state governors, our mayors. Just please guide and direct them. Be with the first responders and all of these medical people, the grocery store workers. I just ask you to be with everyone continually, Father, and let us just see the light at the end of the tunnel, and give us the patience and endurance that we can get to the other side of this. And it may not be the normal we had before ever again, but let it just be a new, even better normal in the future. And I want to lift up Robert's wife right now, as today is her birthday. And we thank you and praise you for her and her life. And we ask you to please bless her. Whatever it is that you have for her, let that be known today. If there is a light bulb moment that needs to happen, we would just ask that today might be the day that that light bulb moment would happen for her, and that she would hear your voice, she would know what you're calling her to do, and that she would obey you, Father, in Jesus' name. And whatever it is, whatever are the other needs in Robert's wife life, I just lift those to you, and I ask you just to go to work in a mighty and powerful way in her life and be with Robert. I'm not sure if he's able to wish her a happy birthday today, but Father, just be with him and guide him, direct him with however he can send a sweet word of blessing and kindness and love to his wife in Jesus' name. And I want to lift up Petros in Cape Town, South Africa, as he submitted a prayer request for his marriage today, Father. And I just ask, him and his wife are believers. They are brothers and sisters in Christ, but there are struggles in their marriage right now that they really, really need your help with. And so I just call on you, Father, in Jesus' name and by the power of the blood of Jesus, to please touch our brother and sister in Christ today in Cape Town, South Africa. And Father, I just want to lift up our adult children, as parents. There's that fine line and letting go and still trying to set an example and, be an encouragement to them. And, I lift up our adult children to you, and I lift up our young children who are struggling with virtual school. And, I know with some parents I've talked to, that has been very, very hard. I have a specific coworker that she's working from home and she's trying to take care of her 4-year-old with VPK. And, it is very, very difficult. Very difficult. So I just ask that you'd give parents, wisdom in how to juggle all that and be with the teachers. As I have a sister who is a teacher who struggles with, you know, 8 out of 15 of the students are showing up on the Zoom calls for class. And, sometimes they're there, sometimes they're not. Some parents, have the time and the energy to be very supportive and get the kids to do their work. And then some parents just can't do it. That's very hard for a teacher as they struggle with feeling like they're failing their children and they're trying their best. So there's just so, so many prayer requests right now, Father, and you know them all. So we're just lifting these things to you. Thank you for helping us get the sound worked out on this prayer call. Thank you for letting us be together for this short time on this Thursday, the last day of April. Father, we surrender May to you. And oh, I just ask you for miracle upon miracle. Let it be that there are so many God things that come out of this very, very difficult event in our world. Let people see you and turn to you. Let them find you in the midst of this darkness that many people are walking through. We are not walking in the darkness, Father, because we have you and the Holy Spirit living inside of us, Father. So we help us to walk in the light that you already have placed us in. But those who are walking in darkness, loneliness, despair through this COVID-19, situation. I just ask you to please open their eyes and draw them to the light. And you are the light. You are the way. You are the truth. You are the life. All these things I pray in Jesus' name through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. We as your children, brothers and sisters, we all pray in agreement to you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, everyone, I know this wasn't a normal prayer call, but hey, we got it figured out, didn't we? Thank you, Scott, so much for your helpful tips there. Oh, there's Tammy. She's on the webcam with us. Tammy, you want to finish us off?
Thanks, Katie. I was just going to make a quick announcement at the end that my book for wives called Radiance, Secrets to Thriving in Marriage is on sale on Kindle today for 99 cents. So if anyone wants to check that out, that will be today. It's on a Kindle countdown. Today's the best day. So if you were interested in that book. And Katie, thank you so much for jumping on in the midst of a super busy day for you, busy month, really. And when are you driving back? You told me you're driving back soon.
Yep. As soon as I get off this call, I'm going to finish packing up my car and head to Virginia to get my daughter. And then we're going to drive to Florida for the weekend. Yep.
You're just coming back for the weekend.
Yes. Yeah. We're coming to pick up her baby stuff that's been donated to her. She was supposed to come for her shower on the 9th and that all got canceled, sadly. So we're coming to pick up her baby buckets that are at the apartment from all different people and bringing it back to Virginia.
Okay. Well, Katie, we will be praying for the Lord to bless that travel time for you. That's a lot of driving in the next few days. Back to Florida and then back to North Carolina again. So God keep you safe. And I'm praying for your health, too. You have an appointment on Friday.
I do. I have a 3 p.m. doctor's appointment. I've had some episodes where my blood pressure has gone scary high, which is not normal for me. So we'll see what the doctor says.
All right. So we are asking the Lord to also bless you, Katie, in your health. And thanks for leading us today. We appreciate you.
Oh, thank you. And thank you to everyone who joined. Thank you so much.
All right. I'm going to turn off the recording. Anyone wants to linger for a few minutes, that's fine.